Victor, obviously these last couple of weeks haven't gone great for you guys. What do you think has been the issue, and what's happened over these last few games?
I just think we've been just having a little problem with execution and just following through and creating some opportunities for ourselves to be successful. You know, sometimes it's penalties, sometimes it's just not converting on third down. So it's just a matter of, you know, having all hands on deck for this last game and being prepared to win our final one.
Hey, Victor, your coming out party, if you'll call it that, came against the Eagles and came against Nnamdi. How frequently do you think about that game, and when you watch Nnamdi, when you hear about Nnamdi, do you think about that?
I honestly don't think about it very much, at least as of late. I think I've kind of have to look forward, in this season, in this game, each week is such a big week that you don't tend to look back at other games and other weeks and stuff like that. But definitely in the earlier part of this year, I would think about it a lot. I think about how it happened. And, you know, I don't really think about anything when it comes to Nnamdi. I just, you know, he's a good player, and he's having a pretty good year. And I just, you know, I just respect him as an athlete and respect him as an individual.
You guys have won just two of your last seven. Have you seen any shift or change in the mood or morale in the locker room?
A little bit. I mean, obviously guys aren't excited and aren't thrilled about our position right now and the way we've been playing these last couple of weeks, and we're definitely not excited about it. So, obviously guys are a little bit down on themselves and down on this year's opportunities and lack of opportunities. So we're approaching this game and this last game as a must win for us.
In that game back in week four when the Eagles beat you guys and they went to 3-1, did you think they were the team you'd have to beat in the division at that point?
I thought so. I think even in that game, I think we had some opportunities where we let the game slip away in our way of thinking. But they're definitely, at that point in time, I thought they were definitely going to be the team to beat. They had everything going. They were on a nice winning streak, and they were doing some good things. So I was definitely, in my mind, thinking that they were going to definitely be the team to beat.
So what's happened to them? In what you've watched on film, what's happened with the Eagles?
I have no idea. I think it's a matter of just injuries and turnovers and things that have gone on within the organization that I can't speak of, obviously, that just hasn't resulted in W's. At the end of the day, they've been in a lot of close ball games and just haven't come away with the W. It's unfortunate, and I don't think it's indicative of the type of team that they have.
On Sunday, will you be paying attention to the scoreboard elsewhere? How do you balance that, knowing you guys need help to get in?
Well, I'll be looking at our scoreboard first, hoping we, you know, get a good lead and maintain a good lead and make sure we win this ball game. But I'll definitely be peeking up a little bit, obviously. You know, just naturally as a human being, you're going to be looking at the other scores and think about the things you need to do to you know, stay in the hunt for it a little bit. But I'm definitely going to be peeking up at that scoreboard a little bit.
Hey, Victor, for lack of a better phrase, last season you kind of came out of nowhere to burst onto the scene. Have you seen defenses adjust to you more this season? Is it a bit more difficult with teams knowing who you are going into the games?
It's been a little bit more difficult, to say the least. Guys have still, been putting safeties in my area, putting a lot of more attention, around me and things like that. But I think I've managed to do a pretty good job of understanding where it's coming from and still getting myself open from time to time and making some relatively big plays whenever I can. So I think teams have definitely done a better job of keeping me contained, but I think I've done a good job of conquering it whenever I can.